You know, a few years ago, Dan Brown made a lot of money writing that fictional thing between the relationship between Mary Magdalene and the Lord, and made a lot of money. And then people bought into and drink that Kool-Aid like it's what real gospel, right? And we forget. My brothers and sisters, we sexualize and we make everything into this intimate relationship that our postmodern world tend to define what love really means. But intimacy, I know it sounds corny, but it's really into me you see. We can be intimate with someone without sexualizing it, right? And that intimacy had to first come from our very own relationship, our own faith, our own love for the Lord. That intimacy, we have to open ourselves up to Him and allow Him to be the Lord of our soul, our everything. And that's why in the first reading today from the Song of Songs, right, it said that I have found Him whom my heart loves. That's Mary Magdalene. She found the one whom her heart's love, the Lord. She gave Him her everything. The story of Mary Magdalene is the story of love and what love could do to change us, right? Each of us are sinners. Each of us have failed. Each of us continue to fail. But because of that love for the Lord, we're able to stand up and walk again. Because of that love for the Lord, we can weep, we can cry, and we can continue to choose to seek Him. My brothers and sisters, the story of the gospel is the story of love, how God had pursued us and relentlessly pursuing us. And so we need to ask ourselves, how are we responding to that love? So oftentimes we chase after so-called news, fake news, or sensational news, or news that make our heart agitated, but we have forgotten the good news. And St. Mary Magdalene teaches us today, the Holy Father, when He elevated her day today into a feast day. That's why we say the Gloria. He called her apostle of the apostles, the one who being sent to the one who will be sent in His name. And why was she sent? What was she preaching? What did she say to the apostles? The good news that Jesus is alive. Jesus had resurrected and He had kept His promise. And death did not hold Him down. This is the good news, according to what St. Paul said. The good news that set us free, the good news that really give us that freedom to live as sons and daughters of God and instruments of the Holy Spirit by becoming disciples of Christ. The good news that tells us that sin do not define us, and sin can no longer enslave us if we live in the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus. This is the good news. Are you happy? Are you good with the good news? Or are you still walking around moping and complaining about how things don't go your way and my way? My brothers and sisters, the world is and continue to be messy. If you're expecting things to be perfect, I don't know what dream you're living. I don't know what you're hoping for. That's unreal. But yet, even in the midst of our hardship and our trials, right, we have found the one our hearts loves. Found the one who loves us. So we need to ask ourselves, what are we willing to do in order to love Him with all of our heart?